Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for coming. The Secretary General has some 15 minutes or so to take questions. Let me stress that since we have just come from the NATO-Russia Council, and since the Secretary General will be giving a press conference at 3:45 this afternoon on last night's dinner and the coming lunch, the questions he will take now, will focus entirely on the NATO-Russia Council. So please focus your questions there. Secretary General, please.
Thank you very much. Let me, since this is the first press conference during these ministerials, first of all start by saying how happy we all are to be here in this very charming city, Vilnius, and to enjoy the great hospitality of the Lithuanian government. This venue in the capital of one of the newest members of NATO does stimulate, I think, reflection on the historic turns of international relations over the last 15 years. And being here, you realize that. But let me, after having said that, focus on the issues of today. The meeting of the NATO-Russia Council has just ended, and we have addressed precisely those elements, as I mentioned, because our partnership with Russia is becoming steadily more mature and more sophisticated. We are consulting on a wider set of topics, and we are doing more together. And that is why today, when we signed the so-called Partnership for Peace Status of Forces Agreement, the PFP so far in our jargon, signed by Minister Lavrov this morning, is so important. Because what does this SOFA do? It will allow us to organize much better what I consider a rich menu of cooperative activities. It will save us time by providing a legal basis for movement of people and equipment agreed in advance. And it will allow us to act together in new areas such as strategic airlift. One immediate real-life application of these arrangements was discussed by ministers in the context of Afghanistan. We share, of course, a joint interest in building peace and stability in that country, and much common ground has underpinned our discussions in the NATO-Russia Council. And we are very grateful for Russia's assistance to our ISAF mission. We also noted progress in our efforts to explore together possibilities to provide assistance to Afghan and other authorities in training officials fighting the scourge of drug production and drug smuggling. Another important subject we discussed just a moment ago was the situation in Kosovo. The stakes are high. The region has suffered enough of conflict and instability. Its integration into the European mainstream is long overdue. But we must and will demand from the Balkan leaders the highest standards when it comes to the treatment of minorities, respect of international obligations, including, of course, full cooperation with the ICTY in The Hague, mutual cooperation and confidence building. Now, Russia, as an active member of the contact group, will, with allies and NATO itself, help to find solutions to this region's challenges. NATO ministers listened with interest to Minister Sergei Lavrov's evaluation of the situation in Georgia, and especially on the latest state of bilateral negotiations between Russia and Georgia. Now, while we may differ in our approaches, we are all keen to see the prompt resolution of outstanding issues, and the allies underscored that this includes, of course, those related to the withdrawal of Russian bases from Georgia, a development allies believe would pave the way for ratification and entry into force of the so-called updated CFE treaty. And of course, NATO nations and Russia share a common support for Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity. And just to prove that foreign ministers really earn their salaries, NRC members also found the time to address the pivotal issues of the Middle East. So I think this was a highly productive set of discussions, intensive political consultations on topics of common interest. They are the essential foundations of our relationship. on topics on which we largely agree, or those on which, as I said, we are still trying to find common ground. This political aspect of the NATO-Russia Council will become more important as we continue to deepen our practical cooperation in facing the security challenges before us, be it terrorism, be it the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, or be it regional instability. And I'm particularly pleased that our military ties continue to grow stronger. This very week, for example, a SHAPE team visited their colleagues from the Russian 15th Motorized Rifle Brigade in Samara, exchanging experiences of training for peacekeeping operations, another important element in our relationship. Now, this is proof that we can work together, that we can openly talk together as friends. And it also proves, I think, that this relationship has real potential to deliver better security for NATO nations, for Russia, and for the broader, what we call, Euro-Atlantic community. And I look forward to carrying forward the defense dimension of our relationship at the upcoming NATO defense ministers meeting in June, and the meeting in June, of course, in the framework of the NATO-Russia Council. So, in brief, this meeting was a good example of, on the one hand, the many forms of increased practical cooperation between NATO and Russia, and also showed that we don't shy away from discussing a wide range and a wide variety of political issues, security issues, relevant to all of us. Thank you very much, and as James was saying, I'm ready and happy to take your questions.
Three questions. First
of all, Lithuanian television. My name is Vykintas Pugačiauskas.
Where are you? You're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mentioned that there are differences in approaches. Does this also apply to Russia's wish to change the status of their forces in Georgia into anti-terrorism training centers?
Well, the discussion on Georgia, of course, focused first on the talks Minister Lavrov has had not that long ago in Tbilisi, talks with President Saakashvili, Minister Zurabishvili in Georgia, and on, of course, the discussion on what we call the Istanbul Commitments. And the Istanbul Commitments, as you know, mean that the Russian bases will have to go. Now, that is a subject for negotiations between the Russians and the Georgians. It has a relationship with the, as I said, with the ratification of the so-called adapted CFE treaty. The element you just mentioned was not discussed in detail. It was a general discussion on Georgia, on the basis, on, I should not forget, the border monitoring operation on the Georgian border with the Russian Federation, and I think it was good that we touched on this subject.
Here, then there.
Thanks, Sebastian Allison, Reuters. Are there any direct concrete activities that you plan to undertake with Russia as a direct result of signing the SOFA agreement today?
Well, what is of course a possibility we have already been discussing is that the PFP SOFA, for instance, makes a lines of communication agreement, as we call it, and Russian support for the operations, ISAF operations in Afghanistan, much easier. It makes it much easier to have exercises together because it also, of course, has an element in it as far as the legal status is concerned. It concerns customs. It is, of course, not a basing agreement. Let me be very clear about that. I mean, it's not basing troops on a permanent basis. But I think Afghanistan is a very concrete example. You could also think about the ambition we both have to increase the interoperability as far as possible joint peacekeeping operations are concerned. So I think it opens an array of possibilities we have to talk about. We have to discuss, of course. But this PFP SOFA, I think, is a very important foundation for that, and that's the reason that we are very, very glad that Minister Lavrov has put his signature under this this morning.
Jacek Przybylski, Rzeczpospolita, Polish National Daily. Did you talk about the Middle East and what is the Russian view on the possible NATO's mission in that region?
We discussed indeed the Middle East. It was clear, I think, that the, there was a clear consensus that as far as the Middle East is concerned, the coming month are of crucial importance. I mean, there all 27 ministers present very, very much agreed. We did not in detail discuss a situation, as you know, which I consider virtual when we discuss a NATO role, because now it's up to the quartet. NATO does not have any ambition, to enter the negotiations. We have the quartet, where the Russians are a very active partner, the Americans, the UN, the EU. NATO will stay out of that. The only thing I have publicly mentioned, and it was briefly discussed, is what happens or what could happen if, and I write this if with a capital I, as you know, if there would be a sustainable and comprehensive peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. I'm not talking about Gaza now. I'm talking about a long-term, sustainable peace agreement on the basis of the two states, right? And parties would ask an international presence. And parties would ask, under a UN mandate, NATO. So that is, as I say, a virtual scenario. NATO is not, I repeat, not going to intervene. In that case, Minister Lavrov made a remark that if that scenario, again, capital I, if that scenario would develop, it might be a good idea to also use the NATO-Russia Council. In other words, there is an interest expressed by Minister Lavrov this morning that when that scenario would unroll, let's hope that lasting peace agreement will come soon, there is Russian interest.
Laurent.
Laurent Zecquinier, Le Monde. A question in French, Monsieur le Secrétaire Général. Vous avez parlé du Kosovo. Le Kosovo, il y a les standards et il y a le statut. Les standards, on le sait bien, n'avancent pas très vite. Reste le statut. Quand on parle du statut, est-ce que vous avez parlé avec Monsieur Lavrov de la question de l'indépendance éventuelle du Kosovo? Si on parle de l'indépendance du Kosovo, il y a la question de la partition d'une partie nord de Mitrovica. Est-ce que vous abordez des questions de fond dans ce dialogue ou est-ce que vous en restez à des généralités?
Je ne voudrais pas dire qu'on a resté à des généralités. Pas du tout, mais tous les ministres ont souligné qu'il est maintenant d'une grande importance, comme vous avez évoqué il y a un moment, que le processus de l'évaluation des standards procède et procède bien. Et tout le monde sait quelles sont les responsabilités dans ce processus. Et je crois le CER, le Conseil OTAN Russie, se rend compte très bien que ce processus, comme vous savez, comme on sait tous, précède bien sûr la discussion sur le standard. On a bien sûr parlé de la CAFOR, qu'il est nécessaire que la CAFOR continueront d'avoir la capacité opérationnelle nécessaire pour son rôle au Kosovo. On n'est pas entré dans les détails sur le statut du Kosovo dans l'avenir. Non.
Last question, Judy, very quickly.
Secretary General, I want to go back to Sebastian Allen's question. In concrete terms, will the NATO and Russia, are they thinking of any joint exercises? You mentioned the Samara element, but was this actually raised in looking down the next couple of months? In practical, real practical terms. Thank you.
Not in these practical terms, but if you mention exercises, may I refer to the big exercise we had in Kaliningrad, around Kaliningrad, not that long ago, and it's definitely in our plans. When I mention interoperability and peacekeeping operations, that we will certainly, I do not know when, but we'll have other examples as we saw in Kaliningrad. And the fact that the Shape people have been in Russia shows that there is, from the military side, but politicians come first, a keen interest in finding as many ways for practical cooperation between NATO and the Russian Federation as possible. As I started my intervention, these two legs of the NATO-Russia partnership are extremely important, the practical side and the political side, so that we can discuss Georgia, we can discuss the Middle East. I mean, that's fairly new. And that shows the progress in the way the NATO-Russia Council functions. And I think we have seen this morning 27 ministers who are happy with the way the NATO-Russia Council is functioning.
That's all we have time for. Thank you very much.
I'll be back. Thank you.